know you wanna leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
Friday, August 26, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Fridays at the First Baptist Daily, we take one of your questions. Today's question reads, what are we to think of the once saved, always saved doctrine? Okay, say a guy gets really emotional. Maybe he even comes forward at the end of a service. He says that I believe in Jesus and I want to follow him. Everyone cheers, everyone says amen, and then everybody goes to eat fried chicken. Now, fast forward a few months. He's back to his old self, back to his old ways. Did this guy lose his salvation? Well, there's certainly no way to judge a person's heart. Only God can do that. But the Bible is not silent on the issue. All right, the Bible is just not silent. Throughout church history, Christians have believed different things. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that one's justification is taken away if a person commits a mortal sin, and thus they can lose their salvation. Now, Protestants hold differing views. Some believe you can lose it, some believe you can't. This doctrine is sometimes called perseverance of the saints, and sometimes called eternal security. It basically teaches this, that if someone is saved, he can't lose his salvation. If he loses it, then he never had it. This is what 1 John 2:19 teaches. It says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Some say you can lose your salvation. A couple of the verses they point to are John 15:6 says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. And so they'll take that word remain or abide and they'll say, you got to stay with Christ. And if not, he's going to throw you in the fire. Hebrews 3:12 says, take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. And then Hebrews 6, starting at verse 4, it says, for it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. Now they'll point to these verses and some others, and they'll say, see, right there, you can lose your salvation. I think we need to be careful. I think we need to be careful because we can fall off on one side or the other. On one hand, we can walk away with a very legalistic, works-based salvation that does violence to the gospel of grace that the Apostle Paul proclaimed, and really the whole Bible proclaims. But on the other hand, we can be so stubborn with our once-saved, always-saved doctrine that we don't allow Scripture to punch us in the face when it comes to the seriousness of dealing with sin in the camp. Because listen, God hates sin. And these verses are basically saying, you are fooling yourself if you think you can sit and pet your little sins with an unrepentant heart as if God is just going to have to deal with it. All right? I think if you really look at these passages in their context, they teach that this is how far you can come in looking like a Christian and even experience some spiritual things, but are never actually born again. See, you still have a heart of stone. So if there is sin in our lives, we need to deal with it, brothers. Like, God will not be mocked. We need to confess and repent. The question is, can someone lose his salvation? I think there's an emphatic no based on Scripture. Just listen to the Word of God speak for itself. Romans 8:30 those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. So you see a chain from beginning to end, and God does it all. John 6:39, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. Philippians 1:6, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you, he will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Listen, our persevering is not based on our strength to persevere, but on the promises of God. Ephesians 1, verse 13 through 14 says, you were sealed with a promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. He's the guarantee. And then John 10:28 says, I give them eternal life, that they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Can it be any clearer? Like, praise God that our salvation is in his hands and we can't lose it. Now, the question is, can someone make a profession of salvation but not really be saved? Yes, yes. I think the scripture teaches that. Jesus himself says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. So what can give me real assurance that I'm saved? Wayne Grudem lists three categories of questions that I think are very helpful. First question, do I have a present trust in Christ for salvation? Not did I walk an aisle, say a prayer, or even get baptized, but am I trusting right now only in Christ and his finished work on the cross? Number two, is there evidence of a regenerating work of the Holy Spirit in my heart? And by that, he means Galatians 5, which says, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The question is, are those things evident in my life? And is there a desire for those things to be evident in my life? And the third question is this, do I see a long-term pattern of growth in my Christian life? Doesn't mean you won't have slip-ups or mess-ups or even seasons of going astray, but it does mean that you can look back and overall see a gradual growth in the likeness of Christ. So listen, those of us who are trusting in Christ alone for salvation, we can in full confidence sing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And in so doing, make great the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.